Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Vayera. So the Parsha begins with Vayera, love Hashem, Elonei Mamre. Hashem appears to Avram in Elonei Mamre. Why is he called Elonei Mamre? Rashi says, Shehu Nasan Lo Eitz Al Mila. Mamre is the guy who told Avram to do the Bris Mila. Therefore, Hashem appeared to him in Mamre's town. So, the Chizkuni brings the Medrash that tells us the whole story, which is when Hashem told Avram to do Bris Mila, so he discussed it with his three friends under Eshkol and Mamre. There are different versions of what happened. The first version he brings is under and Eshkol said, you're old, you're going to do this Bris Mila, you're going to die, or you're going to make yourself, you're going to harm yourself, do permanent damage, make yourself a Saras. So don't do it. And Mamre said, Hashem protected you in the Kibshan age when Nimrod threw you in. You miraculously saved. Hashem helped you in all the troubles in your life. Hashem will help here too. You can trust in Hashem. You should do the Bris Mila. So he gave him the Eitzah to do it. So therefore, Hashem appeared to Avram in Mamre's place. Okay, so the Chizkuni asks a very basic question. What? Are you suggesting that Avram, the man who stood at the Akedah Yitzchak, had no problem with that? When Hashem said, do a Bris Mila, he's like, eh, let me see about that. I'm going to talk to my friends about it. How could that be? Avram Avinu was Omed in Tendis Yonos, discussed with his friends whether he should do Bris Mila that Hashem commanded him to do. How could that be? So, the Chizkuni answer is that his first answer is maybe he was just trying to see what they say, not that he was specific about what he was going to do, he just wanted to see where they stood. Another answer he indirectly gives, because that he was discussing with them, he talked to them about how to heal, you know, what to do with bandages, stuff like that. Not whether he should do it or not, but to discuss with them how to go about it. And they discussed the different bandages and what he would need. And it also brings another Yishomrim that they all three did Bris Mila with him, and they died. They may have died through the Bris Mila, but Avram survived, but it doesn't tell you any more of the story here. Okay. Then we have the famous guests, the three Malachim, that come by, and Avram invites them in. And just the description of the Pasuk, in Pasuk Hey, the understanding of it. It says, so, have some food. This is why you passed by. That's the way you could read it. Rashi says, in other words, not that's why you passed by, but this is what I'm asking you to do, since you passed by. Which, in other words, it was an honor for me that you passed by, Rashi says, and therefore I'd like you to stop in. Anyway, the Chizkuni translates as it likes it sounds, that, I guess like the more Pasha translation of the words, that he understood that they were too Tzanua to come in, meaning they needed food, they were travelers, they needed food, but they didn't want to bother Avram, so they passed by Avram so he would see them, but because they were really hungry. So take some food, that's why you passed by, right? You'd like some food, so please take some food. And they say to him, they said to him, those words, what do those words mean? So the Chizkuni gives two pshatim. One is, so do like you said, give us a little bit of food. Take ma'at mayim, right? Not a big suda. And Avram, of course, make them a big suda. And he says that's the derech of good people, that they say a little and do a lot, as we know. Or, and it's also possible he just means that his words are the derech of chashuvim, k'shechorim chavirim le'acholimam, is to do this. What's to this? To make a big suda. See, that just means chashuvim, when you invite over your friends, the derech is to make them a big meal, or that you maybe say it's little, but you make them a big meal. That's to be machsh of them. The other version is, is a bracha. The malachim are giving him a bracha. Like, you should be able to do this. You know, you can imagine Jews saying that. 120 years, you should do like that. That's what they're saying. You should always be zocha to have plenty of money, and you can invite in people, that you should continue to do what you said. Okay, that's a nice shot. Okay, then we have what Avram prepares for them. So if you remember, Rashi famously said that Avram asked, wanted to prepare three cows for them, little baby ones, and he gave them three tongues. So, because it says, Ben Bakar Rach Vatov. So Ben Bakar is one, Rach is two, Vatov is three. So it's three animals. And to give them the three Lashonos, the three tongues. And so then the Chizkuni asks a very Pashup Shah question. So then in the next Pasuk, when it says, what he gave them, it says, Vika Chema V'chalov Uben HaBakar Sherasa. It sounds like it's the one Bakar. It sounds like there was only one cow that he gave them. So if you look, Rashi actually says, Ben HaBakar Sherasa, Kama Kama Shatikain. He was giving them piecemeal. Because as soon as he would finish one, he'd bring it in. Finish the other, he'd bring it in. So that's why it says he brought out the Ben HaBakar. That is exactly where Rashi is saying that. He would bring out, it says one, because he only brought out one. As soon as it was ready, he'd bring out another one. That's the Lashon. Okay, now here's something you may not have heard. Pasuk Yud. Remember, Avram and Sarah get told that they're going to have a kid. Now, Avram was already told he would have a kid. But this is Sarah being told too. So in Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayomer Shova Shuvi Lecha Ka'itz Chaya L'Sara Vein. Excuse me, it's... Anyway, it says Shov Ashuv. So Rashi says Shov Ashuv means I will return, I will return. What does that mean? Twice. Two returnings. So the Malach was saying that the Malach came twice to say this. Really? Yes. We all know he came Pesach, right? Avram came to tell about, I'm sorry, the Malachim came to tell Avram about Sarah having a boy on Pesach. That was when Avram was serving them. That's the whole story with Lot. He gave them matzah, right? This was Pesach time that the Malachim came. And he said, Shov Ashuv. He came again in Tishrei. He came again to tell her that she was going to have a kid, we're going to discuss in a second. And it's not the Malachim themselves that come back the second time. It's Hashem. So we have that they're told... Sarah is told that she's going to have a kid. And then, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vatitzchak Sarah, that was in Tishrei. So that's what he brings in Medrash. Tishrei came, and Sarah was still not pregnant. Remember, we know, the Gemara says, a couple of people became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. One of them is Sarah. So that means it had been Tishrei, or just the beginning of Tishrei. I guess she didn't know she was pregnant. But it was the beginning of Tishrei. Sarah, as far as she knew, was not pregnant. And so she gave up because they said, in the next year I'll come and it'll have a kid. And 6 months came, that means there's only 6 months left. So Sarah saw she wasn't pregnant and she was not believing it anymore that she was going to have a kid, at least to some extent. Because she, according to the Chizkuni, she heard it from the Malachim, who she thought were men. I guess you would say Nevi'im, which is what he sounds like. She thought they were maybe Nevi'im, maybe they weren't Nevi'im, they were men. Avram heard it from Hashem directly, so Avram has no problem. But Sarah's feeling bad because she heard it from Malachim and whatever, who she thought were men. So she's a little bit not as believing, and therefore we have a Titzchak Sarah Bekir Be'alemar, how can it be? She's feeling bad about it. She's tzachak that she's going to have a kid. And she says, she laughs, and she says, Acharei Belosi Ha'iseli Edna V'adoni Zaken. So she's saying, after I got back to myself, but my husband's old. Meaning, how could I have kids? Why? Because she had the miracle of becoming young again. Remember, because it said earlier when she was preparing the food, she was pirsanida. Like her orech nashim came back. Right? She became anida even though she was 90 years old. It had stopped, like people stop way before they're 90, becoming anida. And she started again. So she had already had that miracle of becoming able to have kids. But she said, what does it help me? Adoni Zaken, who says he was back to himself, right? You know, he was old. So it doesn't help her that she's, I'm doing good, but Adoni Zaken. And that's why Hashem changed it, because she was totally blaming him in that sense, and Hashem changed it to say she's old. It's just interesting. He brings on this Pasuk Tesvav. Hashem says to Avram, how come she's laughing? I said, you can have a kid even though you're old. Hashem can do it. And we have a techachish sarah lemar lo tzachakti. She denied it. He brings a medrash. I'm just quoting it just because it's interesting. Mikan sha'anashem psulas la'idos. Fin shemekachash shos mipnei ayira. that this is where we learn that women are pasul edus from this story, because a woman will make something up because they're afraid, or they'll deny something because they're afraid, and you can't be you can't deny because you're afraid. So they're pasul edus. It's from a Yaakov Shimoni. Just interesting. Okay. Then we have in Pasuk Tezayin that the men, his guests, so Avraham is going to lead them out the door, these malachim. So the Chizkuni says, because he didn't think they were malachim, he thought they were men. So that means the ruse was going the whole time. He thought they were men, and so when they said Sarah's going to have a kid, that would mean in all, he thought that they were Nevi'im of some kind, I guess. He was doing Leviah. He was walking them to the door, like is what you do with humans. You're supposed to walk them to the door when they leave. So that's what the Chizkuni says. Then we have the Malachim going to destroy Sodom. So it says the two Malachim come to Sodom, and it says Vayvo Shnei HaMalachim, Malachim. And Rashi says by Avram they're called Anashim, because that's the way it is. By Avram they're called Anashim. When you're dealing with a lower person, look, they're called Malachim. And the Chizkuni just says, and in Pasuk Yidveis, it says, "Vayomru ha'anashim elot onmi l'chav pao chasen." So you see that even with Lot, they were called anashim. So how do you explain that? So he just says, it must be when it's saying, "Vayomru ha'anashim elot," it means that people, who were called anashim. Not that they were anashim to Lot, that they were, this is what people called them, anashim.
Okay.
Anyway, so Lot sees his guests, and he tells them to, why should they wash their feet? So the truth is, he's telling them to linu first and then wash your feet. And the reason is so that nobody would think that they slept overnight. Okay. I think Rashi actually mentions that too. Anyway, it says that the townspeople surrounded them, and then Lot offered his daughters. Asher lo yoduish. Now this is interesting. Asher lo yoduish means that they were basulas, right? So he says Asher lo yoduish it should have said Asher lo yudanish, that no man was with them. That's the way you usually talk. Here it's saying that they weren't with the man. So he says that that's a sign of pritzus on their end, meaning they were prutzim. The Torah is telling you, or that's what he's saying. So they would go after the man, like they would try to convince the man. And where do we see that? Because what happened with their father? So the Benos Lot Reprutzos, he says, Be'erva, therefore they would, the darken lafatos, they would try to seduce others like they would seduce their father. Therefore it says, Asher lo yoduish, they didn't know man, because they were the ones that go after man. And then you find that by the Benos Midian, right? The ones that seduced Klal Yisrael into sinning with the Baal Peor. It says, V'chol isha yodas ish, that means she went after him. That's the way you talk about Prutzos. Just an interesting point. Okay, then we have Sodom being destroyed, and the famous Lot's wife turned back. So, when she turned back, she turned into a Netziv Melech. That's the way we all understand from Rashi. But the Chizkuni brings an alternate explanation. She didn't turn into any Netziv Melech. She looked behind her, and she saw the earth had turned into a Netziv Melech. Meaning, remember, it says, Melech doesn't come out of it. It says in Parshas Hazinu, Gafris v'melech sreifoch al artza. So when Sodom was destroyed, it was Gafris v'melech. So she turned around and she saw Atahi Netziv Melech. I mean, Sodom had turned into a Netziv Melech, not she had turned into a Netziv Melech. Okay, that's an alternate shot. Okay, then we have in Perek Chafalav Hashem Pakadah Sarah, Kasher Mar V'yos Hashem L'Sarah Kasher Diber, and they have a kid. So it says, Bahashem Parkad. We know the Chazal, it's brought in Rashi elsewhere, that Kalmakam Shenem Rav Hashem Hu Beistinu. Anytime you find Bahashem, it means God and his Beistin. So why does the Beistin have to come for certain of kids? So he says it's because, like Asot she was with, she had been taken in by Paro and Avimelech, and it's like Asota. And what happens by Asota, if she's found to be innocent and she did nothing wrong, then she gets pregnant. It says here too, Sarah was Nistera, Velo Nitma. She was alone with them, but she did nothing wrong, and it was totally not her fault. So she has a kid like Asota, would have a kid under that case. That's Hashem Ubeistino. Now the Chizkuni just, ask the question. We say in davening every day, ki kol Elohei ha'amim melilim, v'Hashem shamayim asa. What's v'Hashem? Hashem ubeistino shamayim asa. What does it mean, v'Hashem shamayim asa? It would be Hashem is bin. He says, yes, that's correct. The shamayim is made up of, and the whole earth for that matter is made up of rachamim and din. Hashem is based in, it says, gam bios Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. Hashem Elokim is rachamim and din. Yes. It was Hashem ubeistino that made shamayim. Okay. Okay, then it says, and she had a kid, Lamoeda Asher Diber, at the time, and this is cute, at the time that Hashem had told her. So Rashi says, because it said, Lamoeda Shobi Elacha Kayitz Chaya, so he was Sarat Srita Bekosel. They had made a scratch in the wall, to show that when the sun is here, this time of year or whatever, so that's when she's gonna have a kid. In other words, a year from the day. Problem is, Rashi told us that was Tishrei. That pasuk that in pasuk Yedal had peileim Hashem davar lamoeda shuvelecha kais chayol asarabein that Rashi's quoting. That's the pasuk of Tishrei. So the srita in the kotel is not gonna work if you made a scratch in the wall. Then it shouldn't have been. That's 6 months before, not a year before. It's not the same time of year. If we know Yitzchak was born Pesach time, and Sarah was informed Pesach time, so that would be a year. Except, according to the Chizkuni, she was informed also again in Tishrei, to work with the other Chazal. So what does it mean that she made a Srita in the Kotel for a year later? It's only 6 months later. So he says, well, Pesach and Tishrei, it's the same. Nisan and Tishrei is the same time of year, so the sun is, meaning the sun is the same way. So therefore it would be the same line in the same sunlight in the same spot. Okay. Then we have Avram, sending off, Yishmael and Hagar. Cause he sees her being mitzachik. He sees Yishmael being mitzachik. So he sends him off with, water and chemas mayim, and that's it. Bread and chemas mayim, and not gold and silver, because Rashi says, because Avram hated him because he went off the derech. And Avram says, as the Chizkuni did not need to give Yishmael any Yerusha, because he was a ger. Well, who was a ger? So it's just, the Chizkuni doesn't speak this out, but it sounds like he's saying that Avram and Yishmael were considered gerim, because what's the geirus? Bris Mila. When they got the Bris Mila, that's when they become Jews. If you want to read all about this, you listen to the Parshas Drachim. The first one was about when Avram became Jews, but when Klal Yisrael became Jews and Akayim, there's certainly something happened when Avram did the Bris Mila. That's when the Jewish people started. That's when Mitzvah. So that sounded like he understands that was the geirus. So Avram and Yishmael are geirim, and therefore not related to each other. Avram and Yitzchak are going to be related, because Avram already had a Bris Mila when Yitzchak was born. So he was already Megayer, but Yishmael not, and therefore he didn't know him any Nachla. Okay, then if you remember, their water ran out, and that's because, and she was carrying him, that's because he got sick. So Chizkuni just asked, there's a medrash in this week's parsha actually, that nobody got sick till Yaakov's time. Like Avram, no one got sick, no one got old till Avram's time. And no one had Yisurin till Yitzchak's time, and no one had Choli till Yaakov's time. So how could Yishmael have been sick? That's a pretty good question, right? Everybody knows that thing that matters, that there was no sickness till Yaakov's. So how did Yishmael get sick? So, the Chizkuni answer is, people got sick, but they didn't die from their sicknesses. But they may have died from other things. They may have died from thirst, but they didn't die from the sickness directly till that time. So, Yishmael was going to die because he got sick and therefore needed more to drink, and he didn't have enough to drink. Okay, then it says that Hashem heard Yishmael's cry, Kol Hanar, Hashem heard Yishmael's cry, And you see, the Chizkuni says that the tefillah of the Chola is heard more than other people's tefillah, meaning more than Hagar's. Ask the Chizkuni, but it sends in brachos, in chavish matir atzmi beis ha'asur, and you can't get yourself out of tzaras. Someone else has to help you get out of tzaras. So he explains that that's just by a stam chola can't be, have kavana, but a regular chola can. His tefillahs are more important than anybody else's. Yes, another friend among the question. Everybody knows Yishmael was saved by Sher Husham because he was a tzaddik at that time. Asked the Chizkuni, what about the Ben Tzora Amora? Don't we kill the Ben Tzora Amora because of what he will do in the future? So why don't we Hashem kill Yishmael because of what he will do in the future? I like that question? So that's what he asks. So he says the difference, if I understand him correctly, is the Ben Tzora Amora is not a tzaddik today, right? He started off doing an Avera, and the Avera that he will do in the future, he's guilty of now, just at a lesser extent. As opposed to Yishmael, who the Malachim complained that they were going to kill the Jews through giving them thirst, that wasn't relevant now. Yishmael didn't do anything wrong now. So then that's Mufi Maisa Lufi Shah. But if a person's already a partial chote in a certain area and it will lead to worse, so then that's different. Okay, then we have at the end of the parasha the Akedah. So Avram is willing to do the Akedah, and he just mentions, you know, we know one of the big nisyonos, if not the main nisyon of the Akedah, or one of the big ones, is that Hashem said to Avram, Ki bi Yitzchak yikarei lecha zara, through Yitzchak you will have kids. Then he says, bring him as a carbon. So that's a stira. And yet Avram did not ask any questions. But why was he really afraid? When Avram had figured out the end of the story, that somehow he's not going to die if he was promised that Kibi Yitzchak Kirei Lechazara. So the Chizkuni says he was afraid maybe Yitzchak had a kid with someone else and he didn't know about it. Maybe Yitzchak had been with somehow he had been with another woman and they had have a kid and Yitzchak was going to die and it was going to be his grandson that was going to continue. Anything's possible. He thought maybe that somehow happened. Okay. And then Avram sees, you know, he's going to do the Akedah, and he's going to bring up Yitzchak, Hashem says not to, and he sees an ayil, Acher Neachaz Basvach Bekarnav, and ayil's all caught up. So the Chizkuni tells us that it was by seeing that animal all tied up, well, the way he was acting all tied up and stuck, that he knew it was from Hashem, because it had been somebody lost their ayil. That would have only been if it was standing around. The fact that it was caught told him that this was Meis Hashem and not somebody's lost animal. Then just the last thing, it says, after the Akedah by Yeshav Avraham el Narav, Avraham returned to his Na'arim. Where did Yitzchak go? So he brings either he went to Shem Ve'Ever to learn Torah, or he went to Gan Eden for 3 years. Okay, that's just Brana Medrash. Okay, we'll stop here.